"If you can take him down, I can garrote the other one with my apron string," whispered Tonker in her ear between howls. "No, please," said the captain, giving the guard the agonised glance of a man who knows that he's going to be the laughing stock of the whole fort inside the hour. "Once was quite... I mean, I've seen... Look, I'm completely satisfied. Private, go and fetch one of the women from the laundry. I am so sorry, ladies. I have a job to do." "Do you enjoy it?" said Polly, every syllable tinkling with ice. "Yes," said the captain hurriedly. I mean, no, yes. We have to be careful. The soldier had returned trailing a woman. Polly stared. Daphne, some new volunteers for Mrs. Enid," said the captain, waving vaguely toward the squad. "I'm sure she will have some use for them. Oh, certainly, captain," said the woman, curtsying demurely. Polly still stared. "Off you go with Daphne, ladies," said the captain. "And if you're hard workers, Mrs. Enidville, I am sure, give you a pass so as we don't have this trouble again. Shufti put both hands on his desk, leaned towards him, and said, "Boo!" His chair hit the wall. "I may not be clever," she said to Polly, "but I'm not stupid." But Polly was still staring at Lieutenant Blouse. He'd curtsied surprisingly well. The soldier escorted them along a tunnel which opened onto a ledge overlooking what was either a cave or a room. It was at that level in the keep where there was not much difference. This wasn't a laundry. This was clearly some hot, damp afterlife for those who required punishment with extra scrubbing. Steam rolled across the ceiling, condensed and dripped onto a floor that was already running with water. And it went on forever, washtub after washtub. Women moved like ghosts through the drifting, tumbling clouds of fog. "There you go, ladies," he said, and slapped Blouse on the rump. "See you tonight, then, Daphne." "Oh, yes," trilled Blouse. 5 o'clock, then," said the soldier, and ambled off down the corridor.
"Daphne," said Polly when the man had gone.
"My nom de guerre," said Blouse. "I still haven't found a way out of the lower areas, but the guards all have keys, and I shall have his key in my hand by 5:30. Pardon?"
"I think Magda, just bit her tongue," said Polly.
"Her? Oh, yes. Well done for staying in character,
Polly," said Polly.
"Good choice of name," said Blouse, leading the way down some steps. "It's a good, common, maid-servant-y sort of name."
"Yes, that's what I thought," said Polly gravely.
Sergeant, Jackram not with you at all?" said the lieutenant with a trace of nervousness.
"No, sir. He said he was going to lead a charge on the main gate, sir, if we could send him a signal. I hope he doesn't try without one."
"Good heavens, the man's mad," said Blouse. "Splendid effort from the lads, though. Well done. You'd definitely pass for women to the casual observer."
"Coming from you, Daphne, that is a big compliment," said Polly, thinking, "Gosh, I'm really good at keeping a straight face."
"But you didn't need to come after me," said Blouse. "I'm sorry I couldn't get a signal to you, but Mrs. Enid allowed me to stay overnight, you see. The guards don't do so many checks at night, so I made use of my time to look for ways into the upper keep. All gated or really heavily guarded, I'm afraid. However, Private Hauptfiddle has taken a rather a shine to me."
"Well done, sir," said Polly.
"Sorry, I want to be clear, sir," said Tonker. "You have a date with a guard?" "Yes. And I'll suggest we go somewhere dark, and then, when I've got what I want, I shall break his neck," said Blouse. "Isn't that going a bit far on a first date?" said Tonker.
"Sir, did you have any trouble getting in?" said Polly.
This had been nagging at her. "No, not at all. I just smiled and wiggled my hips, and they waved me through."
"Didn't they ask you for your papers?" said Polly, horrified.
"Well, they did, but I just said I was such a silly girl I kept on losing them. Then I burst into tears, which is very feminine, and then the captain lent me his handkerchief and said it was all right." Blouse beamed. "What about you?"
"Oh, we had a little bit of trouble," said Polly.
It was a bit awkward for a moment or two." She fumed inside. It seemed so unfair. "What did I tell you?" said Blouse triumphantly. "It's all down to thespian ability, but you are plucky lads to try it. Come and meet Mrs. Enid. A very loyal lady. The brave women folk of Borogravia are on our side." And indeed there was a picture of the Duchess in the alcove that served the laundry mistress for an office. Mrs. Enid wasn't a particularly large woman,
but she had forearms like jade, a soaking wet apron, and the most mobile mouth Polly had ever seen.